Max Oppenheimer's Der Blutende Day, or Bleeding Man, proved to be a controversial artwork of the 20th century. Born in Vienna in 1885, Maximilian Oppenheimer began his meticulous art studies at the age of 15 at an Austrian Academy of Art. Soon to be classified as a contemporary artist, his art knowledge allowed him to join the Prague group OSMA, where he was quickly influenced by Oscar Kokoschka's impressionist works. Gaze at the painting. From far away, the different shades of rustic tans, rugged browns, and wheat golds all fade together, causing the canvas and masterpiece itself to appear much older than it actually is. The focal point of the piece, a long, lanky man, seems to be thrown in the middle of the painting. His detailed hands grasp desperately to his side, where the bright red blood contrasts tremendously with the earth tones present. Even within the painting, traces of crimson are shown and tend to keep your eye dancing around the artwork. A painting emerging of this manner is usually Jesus Christ and his crucifixion. However, this is not Christ, but Max Oppenheimer himself. Oppenheimer depicted himself as the Christ, or the man of sorrow. Why might he do this? Would his reason in creating this piece cause some debate within its viewers? Fix your eyes on the genital area of the man. The cloth around the man's legs has fallen below his waist, letting this area be shown in full element. Oppenheimer could have easily covered this area up. Why do you think he chose to show this? Nevertheless, even without showing the genital area, Der Blutende Day was banned from its first exhibition in Germany and ruled unacceptable for public display. Not many people would find Der Blutende Day disturbing like they did in the 1900s. On the other hand, the interpretation of the art piece is probably much different. Many Catholics or Christians may find the painting a resemblance of Jesus' holy sacrifice. Others might see it as what it is titled itself, a bleeding man. Nonetheless, what Oppenheimer was trying to say remains a mystery. This has been Adele Loney from Southwest Junior High.